We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Feldman joined alongside by Chuck Todd, NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press. Chuck, obviously had a few hearings so far here as far as the public impeachment hearings go for President Trump. What have been your takeaways so far from the testimony we've seen?
Well, I think on the merits and on the facts, I think the Democrats have proven the case that they set out to make, which is that the president attempted to get something from the Ukrainians for personal political gain in return appears to be two items, release of the aid plus a White House meeting. So on that score, I think the Democrats have they said that's what they were going to prove. And I think the witnesses have some were firsthand, some were secondhand. But the totality of the evidence, I think, points in that direction. If this were a court of law, I don't think this would be that hard of a case to win. The question now, though, is that they won the political argument. They're, you know, that you can win a factual argument, but can you win the political argument? And I think that they have to ask themselves, are they short-circuiting this hearing, these hearings now? Because while they may have all the evidence they need to prove a factual case, do they need a John Bolton to help make the political case, to help talk to Republicans who right now are not hearing any of this?
Isn't this all about the political argument, though?
Well, that's, you know, that's what I, you know, yes. And in fact, I think that that was to me one of the dilemmas the Democrats had when they set out on this. You do impeachment. You've made the decision that you believe he needs to be ousted from office before you've said what he's done was so egregious, he does not even deserve the opportunity to seek re-election. And if that is what you're pursuing, then every single day needs to be focused on answering that question. What are you proving to make that case? And you know that has to be a political case. So in that sense, I don't think they have met that bar. And perhaps it's a bar they can't meet in this political environment. But if you don't make the effort to get John Bolton, you don't make the effort to get Pompeo longer, then it's self-fulfilling that you're not going to win the political case.
Is there any data out there to show what swing voters potentially think about these arguments? Most people on each side have already made up their mind, you'd think. Is there any data to say what the swing voters believe?
It's pretty hardened, and the reason why a slight majority see the president as guilty is that independents, you know, the small slice of voters that aren't partisans, have been swayed by the facts that have been revealed. But that's been it. I mean, this is mostly, I saw a survey out of Wisconsin that was just asking about specific facts that have been revealed in this hearing, and the truthfulness of that fact was basically determined by the partisanship of the voter. Yeah, the voter only saw the facts through whether it was a beneficial to one side or the other. So, all that evidence points to into basically no change politically.
Chuck Todd, NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press, with us here on KMOX alongside Brian Feldman. What do you make of the Democratic nomination process for president? It seems like nobody is really jumped out ahead. I mean, I've seen one poll that shows Pete Buttigieg even has a chance now to get in that top tier.
Well, I would argue you could make a case right now. Buttigieg is the front runner more than anybody else. He's in first place in Iowa and first place in New Hampshire. Last time I checked, they won two in the lineup. Doesn't matter what the national polls say. Who's going to be ahead in the first two states? Pete. Look, I think you have – it's. I think you saw it this week when you saw sort of the dip in the amount of people that watched the debate. And it's been a slow erosion on that front. You know, I think people are not focused on it a bit. That's one thing. I think there is been a miscalculation about Joe Biden. I think a lot of the Democrats thought Joe Biden would be more fragile than he appears. I know right now he doesn't appear to be a strong a strong front runner, but at the same time, I would argue he's been more durable than people realize. And that durability, I think, has surprised some of the candidates. So, look, I do think it's fluid, though. I do think, you know, it's hard to imagine anybody beyond the following three candidates being the nominee at this point. And that's Warren, Biden, and Buttigieg.
All right. That is Chuck Todd with us here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.